With a Sam's Club membership, you get incredible savings every time you shop. Sam's Club members get an exclusive savings book with more than $4,500 in additional offers. Get ready for grilling season with instant savings on your outdoor entertaining needs like Ballpark Franks, Weber Seasonings, Tostitos Chips, and Pepsi. Hurry into your local club or go to samsclub.com to check out the full selection of these limited-time instant savings offers. Join and save. Sam's Club. Life is better in the club. See club for details.
Welcome to Workshop Wednesdays with Tony Gambone, where you will learn how to build your business and take it to the next level. Brought to you by the Tough Talk Radio Network. Now here's your host, Tony Gambone.
All right, welcome to the show. My name is Tony Gambone, and hey, we've got a great show lined up today, as we always do every Wednesday here on Workshop Wednesday Radio. And today we're going to continue something that I was doing yesterday, as I was speaking to a networking group, a Tough Talk business networking group, actually, here in the Houston area. And we talked about when your networking is not working. So we're going to talk a little bit through the show about that. We're going to sort of have a little bit of a workshop on when your networking is not working. Things like, why are you networking? Do you have a networking plan and are you getting good results? These are the questions that I ask networkers all the time. And I'm going to share my results with that and maybe some tips along the way with it as well. So we're going to get into that later on in the show. But this morning, first thing I want to talk about is the show itself. Workshop Wednesday has been on the air now going on 4 years, and we've had so much success with business owners calling in, emailing us, telling us that the information that we're providing is working. We have a huge following for Workshop Wednesdays, and we'd like to invite you to be a guest on the show or just a listener to the show. And you can learn more about that by going to workshop-wednesdays.com. You can also go to toughtalkradionetwork.com, see the list of shows that Tough Talk puts on weekly here in the Tough Talk community. So we're always looking for people to be guests that are experts, authors, speakers, workshop trainers, coaches. It just goes on and on, right? So if you're out there and you're doing something and you want to share with others to help them make better decisions in their journey, in their business, or their life, just hit us up. You can find us on Facebook at Tough Talk Radio. You can find me at Tony Gambone. You can type in Tony Gambone in Google, and I'm sure I'm going to pop up Workshop Wednesday, Tough Talk Radio Network. However you want to go about it, we're going to be there. On Twitter, you can find me at Tony Gambone or TTR Network as well. We're always looking to make more friends and build our community and be able to bring great value to your network as well. So if you have never been on the show before, well, then you know you can call in, ask questions, 347-989-1363. You can email me personally, tony@tonygambone.com. Like I said, we're always looking for people that are sharing what they're doing, what their results are. And sometimes we even have people call in and call me out on what I'm telling them, and that's fine too. You know, I can't get better at this unless you help me by being honest with your conversation as well. So as everyone knows, background of mine, well, unless you're new to the show, I spent close to 20 years in the gaming industry in Las Vegas, Atlantic City, and through the state of Mississippi. So I got a huge background in gamble. Didn't realize that going through that background in the gambling industry would bring me to where I am today. And I got to say, I am blessed to be where I am today. So I want to repeat something that I read this morning. You know, I have a little calendar on my desk, and it's about leadership. And so every day I get to read something new. And today I liked what I read, so I wanted to repeat it. The Apostle Paul writes that you who are spiritually should restore. In the culture of his time, restoring was almost synonymous with the idea of reweaving of fishermen caring for their nets. Fishermen would weave nets and they would reweave nets, a restoration not only of a tool, but of faith in the future. Restoration, reweaving, is one of the obligations of leadership and obligations that begin to be fulfilled with the language of potential. So, you know, every day we start out our day doing different things. For me, I try to start out in the most positive way I can. I spend some time reading in the morning. I'm in my Bible. I'm in a self-help book or just a book someone's written and sent to me that I've interviewed. And I'm always learning things. And the thing that I learn the most is to keep reading, to keep trying to understand what the messages are that are coming towards you. Now, we all know that it's just not a coincidence. Things happen every day for a reason. And the hard part is paying attention to what the reason is. Because we do live in a busy, fast-paced world. So, anyway, what I want to do here this morning is to make sure that I take a commercial break. I'm going to come back, and we're going to do probably 30 to 40 minutes uninterrupted conversation on networking. When Your Networking Is Not Working is the title of the workshop. And I want to share some things with you. So if you want to call into the show, 347-989-1363. If you want to learn more about me, you can go to TonyGambone.com or workshop-wednesdays.com and learn everything that you have to learn about us. So we're going to take a commercial break. When we come back, we'll be getting into our workshop, so stay tuned.
Are you looking to simplify your life and automate your business, but don't want to mess with learning multiple systems to do so? Good. You don't have to. Infusionsoft combines everything your business needs. Let the team at Growth Coaching Systems set up your email, CRM, and e-commerce into a single online system today. It's the easiest way to grow sales and save time. One monthly payment, one software to learn, and have it all on one dashboard. Infusionsoft. Get it now and market and sell like the pros. For more information or to sign up for Infusionsoft, go to toughtalkradionetwork.com/Infusionsoft.
Lauren Jano is an elite, international certified, high-performance coach, author, and speaker with over 15 years' experience helping clients transform so that they are living bolder, happier, and more successful lives. Through a combination of her world-class coaching program and exclusive assessments, her mission is to get to the crux of your issues quickly and accurately, and then guide you to achieve sustained and higher levels of clarity, joy, energy, connection, influence, and overall performance in every area of your life. To learn more or to contact Lauren, go to laurenjano.com.
Did you know that an estimated 52 million Americans listened to internet radio in the last month, or that weekly internet radio audience has increased 60% over the last year, and that more than 8 in 10 people are online from any location? Tough Talk Radio Network is a company dedicated to providing a platform that allows opportunities for guests, hosts, and sponsors to market themselves through the internet radio medium where they can be heard by millions. To find out how Tough Talk Radio Network can help you, go to toughtalkradionetwork.com.
All right, welcome back to the show. My name is Tony Gambone, and you are listening to Workshop Wednesdays Radio with Tony Gambone. Now, I'm excited today because, as I mentioned prior to the monologue, that I had the opportunity to speak to one of the Tough Talk business networks here in the Houston area. And I'm very passionate about networking. I think it's really important that business owners know that this is one of the most valuable ways to grow your business. For me, the last 6.5 years, my business has grown only from the ability to network, okay? I don't put a lot of money into marketing. I put a lot of money into networking. And the reason is because I want that opportunity to be around so many different people in my community to help each other grow their business. So for me, it's about relationships and networking. I just want to go over some things here today. I'll ask this question for over 6 years as I network all the time. I have three questions that I ask people all the time. I ask them, why are they networking? Do they have a networking plan? And are they getting good results? And a lot of times people look at me a little funny. If you're someone who is out there in the networking world, or maybe even a coach, right? Sometimes you have to ask the question 3, 4, 5 times to get to the real answer. A lot of times people tell you what they think you want to hear. They tell you what they think they know. And then they throw their hands up in the air and they give you the results of what the real answer is. And the reason why I do this is because they're not always sure that you're going to be happy with their real answer. If they're going to be willing to admit to the things they're not doing. So we have all kinds of reasons or excuses, whatever you want to call them. But at the end of the day, they make us no money. And they create no energy. They allow us not to be motivated. And most of the time, people say, well, you know, networking is great, but it just doesn't work for me. So my question to everyone is, why are you networking? That's the first question I ask people when I meet them. You know, now I'm sure you have to understand. Hi, I'm Tony Gambone. You know, what do you do for a living? Why are you networking? That's not exactly how that goes. There is a process. I do get to know them first, and by the end of the time spent together, I do ask them these different questions along my conversation. And sometimes if you ask people why they're networking and how, what kind of a plan do they have when they go networking and are they getting good results, well, guess what? You could get some knowledge out of that. You could gain some experience from all that. How great would that be to adjust your game a little bit in the networking arena? So I ask people, are you paying enough attention to your networking? And I got to tell you, folks, you're going to hear me say this a lot of times. A lot of times they look at me like I have a third eye. So because most people go to a networking group to network, socialize, meet people, hand out all their business cards, and leave. Yeah, it's the truth. If you've ever networked and you were waiting for someone to follow up with the conversation from the last networking group 6 months ago, guess what? You're still going to be waiting. A lot of people, more so than not, don't do any follow-ups. So we're going to run through some stuff here today. We're going to talk about some of the reasons why people network, some of the common reasons, okay? This is probably the most obvious benefit and the reason most business owners decide to join networking groups. They want to get word of mouth referrals to increase their business. Now, the great news is that the referrals that you might get through networking are normally high quality and most of the time are even pre-qualified for you. But you can then follow up on these referral leads and turn them into clients, so you're getting much higher quality leads from networking than other forms of marketing. So let me explain that a little bit. You know, we can market ourselves in the newspaper, magazines, flyers, brochures, all that different stuff. No one really understands who you are through all that. Okay, and you just got to hope it works. But if you meet someone who is a business owner, who has their own following, that has their own clientele, and they've done business in the community, and they are, well, respected for their integrity and for their credibility. When they recommend you to someone, it takes a lot of the guessing game out of it, okay? They're almost qualified now. They want to do business. They don't care what it costs. They're not going to haggle over that. Now, they're going to be curious about that, but they've already been set up to know that you were referred to them. Best way for me, in my mind, to get business is by word of mouth referral. Now, B and I did it for years and years and years and still doing it. It really pushed the referrals at the events. And I think that that's a great way to network. In Tough Talk Network, we don't push referrals. We push relationships, which cause referrals. And that's kind of the new wave in the 2015, the year 2015, because a lot of times, we need to know who we're referring. So if we don't have a relationship with them, why would we refer them? And if someone said, could you refer me to some people that you know, and I just met them, I would have to say, I would love to. Let's learn more about you. So then I could create that word of mouth introduction. So for me, it's really important that you understand the process. What you need to do, how it has to work out. It just doesn't, you know, you're just not, look at me, refer me. You got to put some time into it. There's always a lot of opportunities, okay, when you're networking. If you can find a motivated group of business owners, there comes an abundance of opportunities. I mean, there's a long list, right, from opportunities in networking. What I like most is joint ventures, the leads of clients, and opportunities to speak and maybe even some sales, because sometimes, most times, from speaking you get sales. But there's a lot of ways, right? There's opportunities that come from networking. In fact, this is where the benefit of business networking is huge, because when you find a group, okay, that is true networkers. Now, I'm going to tell you the truth here, okay? Not every group you visit is going to be the right fit. You have to first find the fit for you before you can look at opportunity. You got to make sure they're like-minded people. You got to make sure that they kind of think the same as you and that they're smarter than you so that you can keep learning, okay? So you want to make sure, you know, that you get involved and align yourself with the right people that have the right business goals, okay, that want to grow and succeed, all right? You just don't want to be stuck chasing everybody, trying to find opportunity after opportunity and get nowhere. Because what happens is, you know, we as Americans, we get frustrated quickly. We're ready to drop it to our feet and pick up the new shiny object. It's really important that you go out and you network first in the beginning to find a group to fit you. Why does it fit you? What are you looking for? Do you understand all that? What do you want to get? What kind of people do you want to be networking with? What types of business owners do you want to be venturing with as partners? Okay. What kind of people do you want to be speaking to? What kind of people do you want to be making sales with? All those things come into play. Now, of course, we could sell to anybody that has money, but how's that going to work out long term? We're looking for more than just a one-time deal. I love the fact that it's not what you know, but who you know. And in business, this is so true, and people are finding out more and more every day. If you want a really successful business, then you need to have great source of connections in your network that can call on you when you need them, okay, that you can call on when you need them. Now, here's the thing, folks. I'm not just talking about who you are networking with directly either. The person that will already have a network you can tap into as well. There's plenty of them out there, right? You can go out there and you can meet people in network groups that have their own community. They've been networking for a while. You don't want to go to a group that no one there seems to be moving forward, because you want to find out who they know. Because really, it isn't about who you know. It's about who they know and how well you can build a relationship with them so they'll introduce you to them. Okay, so you got to make sure you ask the right questions to find out if the person you're networking with knows who you want to know. I'm going to say that again. You need to ask the right questions to find out if the person you are networking with knows who you want to know. People just aren't reading the crystal ball. And I'm going to tell you, this keeps going back to relationship. Because if you don't spend time with someone and allow them to know who you are, by asking them a ton of questions about who they are, they will learn who you are. Now, this isn't something that you set up just because you want to get through the question part and then talk about you. You have to be committed to wanting to know who they are, okay? And when you commit to that, you will learn that they understand who you are. And that's where the referrals come in. That's when people are going to introduce you to people to do more business, because they know you. You know, we know, like, and trust is a big word now, right? But there's got to be a connection to that. And the only way they can have a connection to it is to really know you. So we all know most people out there find out more about someone the longer they know them. So keep in mind, this isn't I visit today, I become rich tomorrow. It's like marketing. You buy advertisement in the newspaper, it's not going to happen on the first ad. You got to buy a year's subscription for people to be able to see you over and over and over. Networking is the same thing. That's why going to 12 different groups a month means nothing. At the end of the year, you've covered over 240 networking groups, and no one remembers who you are because you went there once. Visit a bunch the first month. Pick out 2 to 4 groups that you really like and make that your target. Okay? This is like a project, folks. You got to plan if you're doing a project, right? Or it won't come out right. I like to think that people like to join networking groups so they can get good advice. Having like-minded business owners to talk to also gives you the opportunity to get advice from them all on different things. Now, it's a great way to tap into advice and expertise, okay, that you wouldn't otherwise be able to get a hold of. Just make sure you're getting solid advice from the right person, someone that actually knows about what you need to know and is not just giving you their opinion on something that you have no or very little experience in. So just another little tip here. If you're going to a networking group, you don't have to be the one with all the advice. You have to be the one that listens really well. If you can listen really well, you can learn a bunch of stuff. And you'll learn what it is that they might need. You might have the advice for them. You might know someone that you can introduce them to that has better advice for them. But listening first is really important, right, folks? It's really, really important. Now, another thing that networking does, you know, why I network, because it raises your visibility, gets you noticed in a big arena of business owners. So if you go to your chamber, if you go to your Rotary, if you go to a local business group, maybe it's a B&I, maybe it's a women's group in your area, maybe it's just a mixed group, an open group in the evening. There's all types of networking. I know here in Houston there's over 350 networking groups. So that means you can go every day and not hit them all at the end of the year. It's just impossible. But that's how many network groups are out there now. Does it make sense to hit them all? No. Okay? You have to work, but it is part of your marketing strategy, so you have to make sure that you are being seen in the areas. What's going to make you stand out? Okay? What's going to make you visible and get noticed in the big benefit of networking in your area? Okay? So if you are seen regularly, okay, if you can help to build your reputation as a knowledgeable, reliable, and supportive person by offering useful information or tips to people who need it, you are more likely to get more leads and referrals as you will be the one that pops out in their head when they're thinking about something that they need help with. Okay, so let's go back here a second. If you're seen regularly, if you're approachable when you're seen, if you care about others, if you're a good listener, people are going to come to you when they have questions. Now, we all know if you've been in networking groups, when people come and stand there and wait to talk to you, other people come over because they think they're missing something. What a great way to have people coming to you to ask questions. The same. It's a great way to market yourself as someone that's reputable in your networking group. Positive influence, the people that you hang around with, talk to, influence you, who you are, what you do. Okay, it's important to be surrounding yourself with positive, uplifting people. I said this 100 times to people when I was raising my boys, and they were in high school. I used to tell them that if you hang around with 9 crackheads, you're going to be number 10. We all know that. We tell our children that all the time. Maybe just not in that sentence or that form of information. But the truth of the matter is we do not want to be hanging around with people that aren't going in the right direction. You know, the person that always complains about something or is not having a great day. And listen, I don't have great days every day. But sometimes I just got to push through it and get through it to make it better. Networking is great for business owners that are using networking are usually people that are really going for it, positive and uplifting. Okay, so it's really good if you find business owners that are in that mode. Now, not every group, I mean, they say networking is great because business owners that are using them are positive people. Well, yeah, when they leave the house, but what happens when they get there? What happens week after week when they're not getting on the island? They got to keep pushing to get through it. What happens then? I know from my own experience, you've got to dig down a little deeper. And there's some people that just like to pain. Some people like to complain. But most people in those groups, when they show up, are in a very positive mode to do something. So it's a great place to find that type of influence. There's a lot of people that are afraid to stand up in a networking group or stand out in a networking group because they're shy. Okay, they're not really confident in presenting themselves. And there's a lot of reasons for that. Maybe that's just their personality. Maybe they just didn't, maybe they haven't networked a lot. Maybe they're not sure how it works. Maybe they didn't practice their elevator speech. Maybe they just showed up because someone drug them along. There's all kinds of reasons, okay? But I know that if you're a regular networker, and you keep pushing yourself to talk to people you don't know, you will get the increased confidence that you need to be better at all aspects of your business. Now, I can guarantee you that. If you network regularly and you push yourself to talk to people you don't know, you'll get increased confidence. I met a lady about 7 years ago. We were in a lot of networking groups together. The first time she went to a networking group, she was not knowing what to do. She pulled out her, I'm going to date how long ago this was, she pulled out her BlackBerry, and she sat on at a table over in the corner like she was going through her emails. The funniest part about that is she had no email access on her phone. She was just sitting there staring at her phone, hoping that someone would come talk to her because she was scared to death, but she didn't know exactly what to do. And here's the good news to that. She did it anyway. She showed up. She pulled in the parking lot, parked, went inside, stayed at the door, sat in the corner. Okay, great. She sat in the corner, but she got there. Most people won't even go there. So she passed the best step first, was going there. As time went on, not only did she become an incredible networker, but she wrote a book on networking. Yeah, she wrote a book. So she talks about how it was for her to break through, okay? So there's a book called Your Pot of Gold is a Handshake Away by Linda Ballesteros. Check it out on Amazon. You'll be surprised. It could be you. You could push through because when you learn, you can teach. Now, for me, I never look down on someone unless, well, I tell people never look down on someone unless you're helping them up. Now, sometimes they can drag you all the way back down the ladder. But for me, I love helping other people. And networking is a great way that allows me to do this very easily, maybe because of my personality or because of the practice that I've had. But networking is full of business owners that have problems or issues within their business that need solving, and there's great satisfaction from helping someone to solve a problem they have and get a fantastic result from it. Now, I don't know if you're paying attention, but it all goes to helping others. Right? So for me, I like doing that. Okay? And I like to think that I've had to go through all these struggles and, you know, ups and downs in my business so I can learn. And if I can make friends with people in groups and we have an open discussion, two or three business owners, or just a one-on-one, I can learn and I can help. And at the end of the day, when we leave, you know, they were so nice. I can't wait to come back next week and see them again. I'm going to give them a call, see if maybe the wives could get together, you know, their spouse and my spouse can get together and have dinner or something. Maybe they'll have a cocktail. Just learn more about each other. That's the start of a relationship, okay? And that's the start of building word-of-mouth referrals, because when people talk about you, if they like you, they're going to talk really good about you, and what's going to happen? People are going to be excited to call you. So it's really important that you understand that value. All right. I hope I'm not just saying all the stuff and no one's taking notes, okay, because this is some good stuff. Anyway, I just kind of mentioned this, one of the most important things for me, okay, is friendship. And I know that we have to run a business, and I know that we have to make money, and I know that we in a hurry to do it. But for me, one of the huge benefits of networking is to build personal relationships with people. Some of them can only go to a business relationship, okay, and I would say the majority of them. But more and more I find that there's a lot of those business relationships to turn into personal relationships. And it's a huge benefit for everyone involved, okay? Because, remember, network is not about who you meet. It's about who they know that can help you grow your business. So it's really important that you look at that and try to build that friendship. Now, I'm going to ask the second question that I ask everyone all the time when I'm networking. Okay, and I hope that the first part of that, why you're networking, if you weren't sure, I hope that helped you out to understand that that might be why you're networking and why you need to, maybe have a little bit better focus on it. Okay, maybe you need to take more action to it. There's a lot of things, but so we're going to talk about that through having a networking plan. Now, if you have a plan, that's great. I'd love to hear it. You can call the show 347-989-1363. Tell me your plan. Okay? And if you don't want to talk on the air, hey, email it to me, tony@tonygambone.com. I love your feedback. Okay, so do you have a networking plan? Well, most people say yes. Okay? And most of them aren't telling the truth. And some of us say no, and some of them don't even understand what it means. And then there's those people that just look at you. Remember that third eye is going out of your forehead. So I'm going to start with a couple things. If you are a networker and you're getting ready to leave your house, what's your plan? Do you have a plan? Are you ready to do your elevator pitch? Now, we all know that they ask you to stand up and tell us a little bit about you, 30 seconds, 20 seconds, 60 seconds, 2 minutes. Yeah, and what happens? You start hearing people say their elevator pitch. And you're like, oh, God, they're really good. I suck. Or, oh, I don't remember what I'm going to say. I should have practiced. Now, question I have, is there only one elevator pitch for your business? I don't know. Is there only one group of people that you speak to? You should be able to have two or three different ways to pronounce your pitch, depending on who's sitting in the room. You've got to think about that. Have two or three different types of elevator pitches, or commercials as they call them. Okay. I met a lady, I heard her speak actually two months ago, and she said that you need to have a position statement. And I thought, well, hey, that I need to teach more about that, because an elevator pitch scares the heck out of people. Because, you know, no one likes being in front of the room speaking. And when you stand up in your seat and you're speaking, you are in front of the room speaking. So the fact of the matter is, if I call it your position statement instead of an elevator pitch, it might be more relaxing. But when you practice it, if you practice your elevator pitch or you practice your position statement, it's going to tell you what you do. And if it's 7 seconds to get the information out, the rest of the time is valuable. But in the first 7 seconds, when people decide whether they want to listen or not. So when you stand up and do your elevator pitch, if you go on and on and on and on and on and on, people are going to wonder, oh, my God, are they ever going to stop talking? You know, the joke is, that did they clap because of what you did or because you stopped talking? So in our networking group, we have a bell that goes off, an alarm. And I try to tell people in the beginning that when you hear that alarm, that means say your name and your website. But most of them think they won a prize, so they get to talk for another minute. What are the people in the room thinking when you keep on going through that and you're not following the rules? Okay, are they figuring that if they try to do business with you, it's going to be the same thing, you're just not going to respect the process? Or do they think, they probably should have just not said anything at all? Because after the first 10 seconds, most people aren't listening. That's why 7 seconds is important. If you can maintain their attention for 7 seconds, the rest is gravy. They'll pay attention. They want to learn more. And don't give away the whole farm. You don't have to sell the whole process in your elevator pitch. Remember, it's like what I said to you before. I learned from a friend of mine. I could hold your head in a bucket of water, and I can't make you drink the water. But if I drop some salt along the trail, you might get thirsty enough to ask me for a drink. So I hope that makes sense to you. Give them some information. Drop some salt. Let them come up to you, ask more questions, to get a drink of what you have. It's important, folks. And I'm telling you, your elevator pitch is everything. Because when someone walks up to you and says, hi, who, you know, what do? There it is. When you stand up in a networking group and say what you do, there it is. When you walk into a business and they ask you how they could help you, there it is. When someone introduces you, that they see you in a restaurant having dinner with your family, and they introduce you to someone, and they say, great to meet you. I heard a lot about you. Great. I'd like to call you. Okay, great. Make an appointment to give them a call. You get your card. A week later, you call them. They ask you what you do. There's your position statement. There's your pitch again. It's important. Make sure that when you're networking, that you try to be a little different and ambitious. Okay? Look again at how you describe your business and your offer. What's different or special about it? What separates you from the pack? Do you wear funny looking clothes? What is it? What separates you? What makes people remember you? And it is something that they want to remember. It's important to be ambitious. All right. So a lot of times, Tony, people want to ask these questions, they kind of look at me funny. What I found a lot in my survey over the last 6 years was, people have to understand that they can't be upset by the results of what they didn't get, by the results they didn't get with the work they didn't do. So let me read it to you. Don't be upset by the results you didn't get with the work you didn't do. Always prioritize helping and giving to others, but be ready to give before you receive. Now, I love that. Don't be upset by the results you didn't get with the work you didn't do. Why? Because you got to be accountable. No one's accountable, it seems like. Everybody has a really good excuse why they're not getting what they're trying to get. I'm sure it sounds good to them. I have some great excuses, too. I even believe them. But at the end of the day, they're excuses. What you put in is what you get out. You reap what you sow. Okay, be ready to give before you receive. Always prioritize helping and giving to others. It's so important, folks. I learned that so many ways, and it's only been the last 7 years that I've learned it. I'll be 59. Okay, so you have a lifetime, but the sooner you get it, the better the reward will show up. Integrity, trust, reputation. Okay, the lack of trust prevents successful business networking. People have to trust you. And are they going to trust you the first time they meet you? Maybe. They're not going to throw the keys to their car to you and tell them to bring it back in a week. They're going to get to know you. But remember I mentioned, let me give you an example. Did you ever have a best friend, come and stay at your house for 6-8 weeks? Oh, my goodness. You found out so much more about them that you didn't know, right? So it takes time to understand everything. So don't be so quick to trust. Don't be so quick to distrust, okay? But be trustworthy yourself. You start with it, right? Give to others first. Have your integrity there. Build trust and build, a good reputation. But help the other person with it too by being straight in the beginning. Don't try to pretend you're somebody you're not. Because the value of trust is to return on influence. And influence is what drives that word of mouth referral. Know what you want and manage it. I mentioned before, it's like a project, right? Business networking is a project. So it needs managing. Did you ever try to plan a project in your yard or in your house? Let's try the house, okay? You're going to fix something in the house. You're going to do a project. Maybe you're going to paint a couple rooms, fix one of the bathrooms up a little bit. And, you go to Home Depot or Lowe's, and you can buy all the stuff. Your wife's checking it out. It's great. You're kind of complaining a little bit about the cost, but this is great. You're going to do the project. And a woman, I don't want you to think I'm leaving you out of this. Maybe it could be a garden, okay? And then now you come home and you got a pile of stuff. You got to plan what you're going to do with each piece
of stuff that you have. So when it goes together at the end result, all the pieces of the puzzle fit, and it looks like a successful project. The network is the same way. You're not going to get nothing out of it if you don't plan it and manage it. So in your business, you plan what you want to do this year. You work backwards and know what you got to do every day. In networking, you know what you want to get out of it. You know it's going to take a year. So you need to work backwards to see what you got to do every day to get to that process. Stick to the plan. Write down the results. Are you going to have to adjust the plan? Absolutely. Every house built gets an adjustment along the way. Just because the blueprint reads one way doesn't mean reality is a little different. Every school book that you learned in college to go out to the job and you get a job now, it's not just cut and dry that simple. Okay, there's a reality in there. So you got to be willing to pay attention. In order to pay attention, you need to have a plan. One of the biggest things that I find that people don't do is they don't follow up. A lot of times I accuse people of sitting in the networking group for breakfast or lunch, and they eat, and they hand out their business card, and then leave. And they collect, now let me tell you, they collect 20, 30, 40 business cards. I mean, it's like, you know, I don't know what they're doing with them because they never follow up with them. You know, there's books written of money's in the follow-up, the wealth is in the follow-up, everything's in the follow-up, okay? But if you don't follow up, how do you know? How do you know if what you heard was any truth? How do you know that you didn't pass by the best business opportunity you could ever had? How do you know? If you follow up and it doesn't work out, you know. You want to be that person that says, what if? If I would have, if I should have, I could have. No, follow up. Meet someone, go to a networking group. Before you leave that group, you should have 2 to 3 appointments made for that week, because I'm not saying that you need to be out visiting everybody all week long and not getting any work done. But there should be 2 to 3 people in that room that you feel will be a good fit to learn more about. And if you're going to that group on a weekly or biweekly basis, it's a matter of time to get to meet everyone. You'll know about them. You'll understand how you could help them. They'll understand how they could help you. You don't have to tell them what they need to do every day to help you. You just need to understand who they are and what they do. They'll understand you. You got to trust that. Following up on your commitments and promises builds trust, reputation, and allows you to get a better relationship. So it's really important to do the follow-up process. Now, having a sustained focus effort means working hard to become a regular, active, helpful member in your group. Okay, so when you're trying to apply sustained focused effort, you have to do your part. That means you got to show up regularly, you got to work hard at being helpful to the people in your group. So, for instance, you could stand at the door and shake everyone's hand when they come in. You could be a greeter. You could ask the leader if they need any help with things. You can, ask people as you meet them who they're looking to meet today. And if you knew the people in the room that qualify for that, introduce them. You meet Joe and you want to talk to Joe for 2 minutes or so because you want to work the room. Make sure to introduce Joe to Pete so Pete understands more about Joe. Be the connector. Work hard, okay, at being helpful and active in your group. It's really important. Credibility, like you can't believe. So my last question I ask people all the time is, are you getting good results? Now, I know that this is a show you're listening to here, and I can't always get people to give me their comments. I'm going to give you some of the feedback that I get, okay, when I ask people, are you getting good results? And a lot of times they say, well, you know, it could be better, or, yeah, it's okay, or, well, I'm not getting much business out of it. I ask them, are you sure you're doing it right? Oh, yeah, I've been doing it for a couple of years, but that doesn't mean you've been doing it right. I've had conversations with people that have been networking for 5 or 6 years. okay? And they've tried, you know, different groups every year. They don't really believe that it works, but that's what everyone's telling them, and that's where all their friends are. So they can hang out with them for lunch or practice. Now, there's people out there that say, I only network in the morning because once my day gets started, I can't break away. Okay, that's awesome. You understand your day. Then there's people that say, I only do it at lunchtime because I'm not an early riser, and I want to get a certain amount of work done before lunch so when I come back, I can take it easy. Okay, you got a plan. Then there's people say, I only network at night in open networking groups. Well, that's not for me, but that doesn't mean it's wrong. What's important is you understand if you're doing it right or not. You understand what's out there to learn, what it is that you're doing or not doing, who in your group could help you with more of it. You know, are you searching for webinars, workshops? Here's one for you. How about a book on how to better network? You can go on YouTube now and watch a video. You don't even have to take time out. There's so many ways that you can learn this. My question is, what's holding you back? Are you tired of not making good results from your networking? I know that if you're advertising in your local newspaper or magazine and you weren't getting results, you'd be complaining to those people that they're not doing their job and it's not worth your money and you want your money back. I know that if you're going to be re-signing up for a new membership, a renewal in the group that you belong to, and you sit down and say, hey, you know, I'm not really getting benefit out of this. So let's blame the fact that the group's not good enough, because then I don't have to face up to the fact that I wasn't doing it right. That's okay. If that's what you want, it's your money. It's your business. It's your time. But for me, just throwing this out there to you, it's real important that you take time. You take time to understand what you want to get out of networking, a plan to network, write down the results, and see if it's worthwhile. It might not be for you. If you're not looking to help others first, if you're not looking to take time out to build a plan, I can tell you right now, it is not for you. So don't waste your time and money. Go figure out another way. Maybe you're that person that just wants to buy marketing, you know, spend, you know, $1,000 or $2,000 every month on marketing materials and just let that happen for you. Maybe you have people that make calls for you all day. Maybe you have an employee that goes out and networks for you. I don't know. But what I do know, in order to get good results, you got to make sure you're doing it right. Now, I hope that you've had some opportunity to gain knowledge on what we talked about. It's important that you're a leader in your own mind. It's important that you're a leader in your own group. It's important that you're a leader in your life. And we never feel like leaders unless we understand where we're going towards. So it's important to have a plan and a direction. Because how many business owners out there feel like they're not leading? They're the ones that aren't making any money. Someone that's making that revenue from what they're doing is a leader, and they believe it. And they're the positive one. They're the ambitious one. They're the one with integrity. They're the ones that are helping others. So see about changing your ways. See about making a couple adjustments in what you're doing. And see about getting better results. I hope that you will let me know your results, whether you're listening to the show live or archived. I'm always be available at tony@tonygambone.com. You could always hit me up on Facebook. You could always find me on Tough Talk Radio Network. You can just type my name in, and I will contact you once you reach out. So my name is Tony Gambone. This is my portion of Workshop Wednesday here on May 6th. The day after Cinco de Mayo, I hope that you will celebrate the new opportunity that you received on building relationships in your business networking. We're going to take a commercial break. When we come back, we're going to wrap up the show.
So you think you're tough enough for Tough Talk with Tony Gambone? Tony knows how to dish it out. Can you take it? Tony Gambone is a communicator, mentor, and entrepreneur whose tough style and generous spirit quickly garnered recognition in many a competitive arena. Now he's bringing his intelligence and knowledge to you as a hard-hitting radio talk show host and thought leader. Tune in and see for yourself. Tough Talk with Tony Gambone. It's a sure thing. To find out more, go to ToughTalkWithTonyGambone.com.
Did you know that an estimated 52 million Americans listened to internet radio in the last month? Or that weekly internet radio audience has increased 60% over the last year, and that more than 8 in 10 people are online from any location? Tough Talk Radio Network is a company dedicated to providing a platform that allows opportunities for guests, hosts, and sponsors to market themselves through the internet radio medium where they can be heard by millions. To find out how Tough Talk Radio Network can help you, go to toughtalkradionetwork.com.
All right, welcome back to Workshop Wednesdays. My name is Tony Gambone, and it is here every week, every Wednesday, 10:30, 11:30 Central Standard Time that we air this radio show. And I'm excited about today's message because I'm very passionate about networking. I think it's something that everyone can gain benefit from, and I think that it's not something they teach in school. So as you go out there and try to learn it, is it going to be right the first time? No. Is it going to be right the second time? Maybe not. But by the third time, if you're on your game, paying attention, and being smart about what you're doing, you can be pretty good at networking. You'll learn how to grow your business to the next level from it. So make sure to know why you're networking. Make sure to have a plan for networking. And make sure to track the results you're getting. Because if you don't, you're not able to make adjustments. You're not able to understand why you're doing it week after week. And you will be able to help someone else when they say to you, they're not getting anything out of networking. They don't even believe it works. You'll be able to quiz them. Ask them why they're networking. Do they have a plan at networking? And what kind of results would they like to get? My name is Tony Gambone. I'm here every Wednesday, 10:30, 11:30 Central Standard Time. I hope that you will take this advice today and let me know how it goes for you. You can reach me at Tony@TonyGambone.com, or you can hit me up on Facebook under Tony Gambone. I hope everyone has a great day, great week, and really takes the networking to the next level. We'll see you next week. That's my show for today. I hope everyone has a great rest of the day.
This has been another edition of Workshop Wednesdays, brought to you by the Tough Talk Radio Network. A special thanks to all of our sponsors. If you'd like to be a sponsor or a guest, please go to ToughTalkRadioNetwork.com.